flatten the curve. My name is Wouter Poeghart and you are listening to Finding Frequency. So there is a definite heightened focus around what is going on with the virus. It escalated a little bit yesterday, just after I produced my show yesterday, where Poland has now officially closed the borders and restricting travel to an extent. Now, the unfortunate thing is when you watch news and you live a little bit more isolated, like my family and I are doing at the moment, it becomes slightly claustrophobic, and I think today it got to me a little bit. In fact, small things are working on my nerves, which is actually not, you know, I shouldn't be thinking like that, but it is getting a little bit stressful. And the thing is, I think the stressful elements around it is more about not understanding the proper focus, or too much misinformation, too much information, too many do-gooders out there potentially. We're all jumping on the bandwagon of how can we help each other through this bad time. But I don't know if this is really actually a bad time, to be honest, because there's so many other things happening in the world. I don't see us freaking out about climate change like this. And I think malaria is probably killing more people than this virus is doing. But because we are in Europe and we all are being affected, it's the great equalizer now. It's a big deal. Maybe I'm sounding a little bit pessimistic today. I must say I am a little bit, feeling a little bit more down than usual. Today was also one of the first days that I thought, fuck it, I don't feel like doing this episode. But I need to look forward, need to look and think about what to do next. Definitely staring potentially another 2 to 3 weeks of this kind of isolation in the eye, so, or quarantine in air quotes, which is not really quarantine because I'm not sick, no one is sick yet, thank God. But just strange, how do we filter through all this noise and hysteria? But there's some interesting things. A friend of mine posted an article. He actually phoned me up and we spoke about it just to have a little bit of a chuckle and maybe a bit of a different take on how things could be, because he said to me, how do we turn something like this into an opportunity? And he said, Wouter, I came up with this term. I call it isocation. So you could go on holiday, and the idea of this holiday is actually to be in isolation. And then the people who host this holiday needs to think about things, how we can keep someone busy. How can we create an experience for someone who is in isolation? That's interesting. That's an interesting problem to solve. So yeah, there's different perspectives on this whole idea of quarantine and isolating yourself. But getting back to flattening the curve, and I think I do agree with that. I like that approach, is that we are actually trying to flatten the curve. Thinking about not if you're going to get sick, but when you're going to get sick. So let's spread out getting sick, because if everybody gets sick at the same time, no matter how good your medical system is, and I think I'm very lucky to be in Europe in the first place, but even in Europe there's a few discrepancies, because apparently the Polish medical system is not entirely ready for something like this. So let's spread things out. Let's look after the people who look after us and make sure they don't get overwhelmed. All these political systems don't get overwhelmed, and medical systems, by everybody getting sick at the same time. So I like the idea of flattening the curve, but I might flatten my face in the bedroom mirror, being stuck at home, and we're all living in such close quarters with each other and each other's business. So that's going to be an interesting situation to deal with in the coming weeks. So yeah, also, I was speaking to Marta earlier and we were kind of reflecting on some of the politicians' ability to deal with what's going on at the moment. And this is definitely when they were supposed to step up to the plate. Now, I don't know, that monkey in the White House, sorry, I'm in a bad mood, I don't think he's doing a good job at all. And then this other douchebag in the UK who can't comb his hair. But the thing is, I'm being hypersensitive about them, but we voted those guys in. So if you voted for that sucker, well, that is it. And maybe we can start thinking about things a little bit differently when we go to the polls, because this is where these assholes need to start looking after the people. I think Boris Johnson said today, yeah, we're all going to leave, we're all going to lose some loved ones. I wonder if he understands what that statement means. You know, so maybe it's time to think about supporting people like Bernie Sanders, who goes out and say, you know what, free medical care for everybody. Is that such a stupid idea? Yeah. Anyways, I need to get back home, because as I left the building, the garbage bag that I was carrying ripped open, and I don't know, there's some weird substance in the foyer. Just a little bit of a cherry on top of today. I promise I'll be better tomorrow. And if you listen to my grumpiness to this point, thank you. At least there's a little dog here trying to get into the call as well. Stay safe out there. Wash your hands. And don't isolate too much. Reach out to people. Talk to them. We'll get through this. I mean, it's not the apocalypse yet, right? The McDonald's is still open. Thanks for listening.